everyone to True Heel Heat 28. We are live here on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight on the True Heel Group page and live on our YouTube channel. We are here to talk about WWE Fastlane 2019 that we just came off of, the first round of the New Japan Cup, as well as much, much more. And we are here with now a regular who seems to have a Becky Lynch shirt for every show that she's on.
It's true. It's very true.
Miss Chrissy Love is back with us.
Hey, y'all.
We have a very, very special guest with us today on True Heel Heat 28. We have the owner, the mastermind behind Battle Club Pro, one of the more premier, hottest independent wrestling promotions in New York City. We have Joe Kim Morales joining us live. How are you doing today,
sir? I'm good, man. Excited. I'm gonna steal her from you, bro.
She's a great cheerleader. She might be doing auditions for your commentary for Battle Club Pro.
I might have to jump off that table sooner or later.
Anyway. But we are live here. Joe Kim is joining us for our first top news topic. But before we get into that, we start off every True Heel Heat with our True Heels roll call. This is where we shout out all our contributors to the True Heels group page, to our Pro Wrestling Spotlight, you know, all our people watching live on Pro Wrestling Spotlight, as well as the True Heel Heat podcast page. So we want to shout out first our conversation starters.
Can I? Yep.
Yeah. First, there's a special True Heel that we were going to shout out.
Yeah.
We found out a nice connection that we have here. So let's go ahead, Joe Kim.
Carlos Navarro, my cousin, my brother, I love you, man. He's doing great things for this country, serving time, part of the force. You're getting the first shout out, dude.
Woo!
Awesome. Thank you for your service. I can't wait till you get back home and you help out with these shows.
Thank you so much for the service, especially you, sir. We appreciate you, and we appreciate what you do for the True Heels group page. If you're finding time to post, we appreciate that. Zachary Braden is one of our other True Heels we want to shout out. Kristen Burke. We got Charlie Tinsdale. We got Kaz Raheem Payton. Cassidy Haynes. Robert Duffy. Number three, we got Jamie Tonak, the number one Becky Lynch lover, who, of course, from Miss Crispy Love, we know how Becky Lynch lovers express their love is by hate of our Lord and Savior, Ronda Rousey. The Peruvian Pimp, Bruno A.B., co-producer. Seems to never like when Bruno A.B. is announced. And number one is the Negro Buck, Nick Jackson.
Nice.
The Negro Buck. Yes. There's Nick Jackson. Yes, Baby Seth is our producer, and he has a little rivalry with Bruno A.B. Bruno A.B.
I don't know what his problem with me is.
He's attacked him at a couple of different events. Bruno A.B. is in the Brooklyn.
You.
Yes, Bruno A.B. is in the Brooklyn area.
Wait.
So Bruno A.B., we hope you're coming out to Woman Crush Wednesday. Woman Crush Wednesday is the next big event from Battle Club Pro. Joe Kim Morales joined me for an exclusive interview where we broke down the event. We broke down his experience as Battle Club Pro. I mean, give a little advertisement what they have in store,
man,
for Woman Crush
Wednesday. Right now we have, I mean, do you want some breaking news?
Let's hear some breaking news here on True Heel Heat Live.
Let's do the card first. Main event for the Icons Championship, Harlow O'Hara versus Kylie Rae. We have Sue Young versus Maria Manic. We have Tasha Steele versus Diamante. We have two tag team matches. First, it's the C-Stars, Ashley Vox and Delmi XO versus Solo Darling and a partner to replace Willow Nightingale, who unfortunately has a neck injury.
I love that name.
Then we have Veda Scott and Alley Cat, the resident cat ladies of the independent scene.
Ooh.
Love them. And they're facing two Australian superstars in Shazza McKenzie and Indy Hartwell.
Wow.
And then we have a triple threat match. Three diverse wrestlers. Ariel Monroe, Big Swole, Mae Young Classic competitor. Thunder Rosa, Cobra Moon on Lucha Underground.
Yes.
And then New England's new nightmare, Not America's Sweetheart, Davian in the triple threat.
Wow, I like that one.
So, I mean, I don't know how much of our product you've seen before you started being... I don't want to forget anybody here. We're going to have... Oh, man, I'm stuck. Oh, Viperous from the West Coast. Ruby Ray's from the West Coast. Sahara 7 from the... From, yeah, she's... I mean, look, she came literally... the hitman for hiring Mr. Grimm was like, you need to have her. I listen to him because I'm not trying to get body bagged. Yeah. So, I mean, a bunch of names, all new faces, all new talent. And yeah, that's the first time. Nobody knows about that. We're going to get a graphic for that soon. New faces gauntlet.
Thank you for the exclusive, sir. This man is very busy, so we just have him for our first top news topic. But our final two shout-outs for our YouTube subscribers at home, we got Miguel Weaver and Sal Gaguillon, who just became our YouTube subscribers. So a word from the spotlight and the True Hills before we get into this top news. Nothing so far. Okay, but one last... Glenn Ford, a.k.a. Glenn Ford. He's an actor. I like to view him as Hakeem Lion Rush.
He's hilarious.
Or Tariq St. Patrick, grown-up version.
I love it.
Whichever version you are, I want you to let your boys know, let Brooklyn's finest, JTG and Chad, know that I have got the okay from Joakim Morales. We are inviting all three of you to come to Woman Crush Wednesday Battle Club Pros premiere event. We are kicking off Mania Week, Woman Crush Wednesday, and we are inviting Brooklyn's Finest to come back to Brooklyn. Mm. Because the last time I checked, Brooklyn's Finest lives in Los Angeles.
Oh.
So, if you want to really be Brooklyn's Finest, come on down to Woman Crush Wednesday in Brooklyn on April 3rd with Battle Club Pro.
Dang, I feel like I need sound effects or something. Dag, man. That's what I'm saying, man.
Fired, yes. So we listen to you guys on the WWE. It is Kofi. So we're going to let him know what's going on in this wrestling world. Like we let you guys know, Kofi Kingston is basically being made into the African-American version of Daniel Bryan. He's been called a B-plus player. He's being put down by Vince McMahon at every turn. Mm. And this past week at Fastlane, he was teased with a WWE title shot that was made into a handicap match where he was beat down by The Bar.
The Bar.
And then on SmackDown, Vince McMahon offered him a WrestleMania opportunity. Mm. A WrestleMania opportunity, which was a gauntlet match, where he will be versing Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, The Bar, and Eric Rowan. And if he wins that gauntlet match this week on SmackDown, he will get a shot at the WWE Championship. So I want to know Chrissy Love, what you think about this Kofi Kingston storyline? What do you think about the involvement of Vince McMahon in this storyline as well?
I like the buildup. I could not use Vince with his old behind, but whatever. I think he ruined some of the promos or some of the shots when he's speaking, but whatever. I'm liking the whole storyline. I'm digging it. Again, I still need a Fickle shirt. Still need the hemp belt to be on sale or something. Like, let's make it. I'm on the fence. I don't know. So, but I'm excited.
Joakim, I'll pass it over to you. What are your thoughts, I know, with him in the WWE title picture?
Well, I think it's a few years later than it should be.
Yeah.
Kofi's incredible. I mean, aside from the stunts that he pulls in the Royal Rumble, just as a performer, he's awesome. I mean, in the interview, we talked about how Punk's my favorite. That tag team he had with Punk, which WWE for some reason doesn't recognize.
Underrated.
Yeah, that was awesome. Even though it was 47 days or something like that. It was just awesome that they were together, you know? But Kofi's a crazy talent. And, I mean, it's just funny. We're at WrestleMania 35, right?
Yes.
35. WrestleMania 5, you know, WrestleMania 10. These WrestleManias from past years, it was always cut and dry. Like, the bad guy was either the foreign guy or the big demonstrative monster. And the hero was always, you know, Hulk Hogan, whether it's any of the first 15 WrestleManias.
Yeah.
But Hogan's always the hero.
I think it was for the first nine,
I think.
After nine, he left.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, he's Mr. America, figuratively and literally. And now we're at WrestleMania 35, where they're fighting for a hemp championship. And you have a vegan who's the heel because he doesn't eat meat in America. And then the good guy was a former Jamaican who's now just a nerd. it's hysterical, but it shows how the times have changed. Now, if Kofi does get to WrestleMania, which he should, and he wins, I think that is kin to moments like Mark Henry winning the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
That is kin to... Seth cashing in, those holy crap moments Daniel Bryan making Batista tap out. Like, those, like, I don't believe I'm seeing this. And now that I'm seeing this, I can't believe that it's happening, and I'm indulging in it, you know? I mean, my favorite WrestleMania moment up until Seth cashing in, because I was there live, you know, and, you know, it's forbidden to talk about, but when Benoit won that triple threat, like, that was...
That was huge.
That was tear-jerking, you know? Like, holy crap, this is happening. It happened to MSG. So, like, Kofi winning, I don't know how you top that pop unless Becky goes over Ronda.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have the potential for two of the biggest, most deserved pops. And totally different.
Yeah. Because
Becky hasn't been on the scene in the WWE as much as Kofi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But her surge is astronomical, where Kofi has just been a slow and steady, and I'm just going to keep hammering away until you can't deny me. Like AJ, everyone's like, oh, he can wrestle, but can he talk? And then he started talking, and then the doubts were gone. Like, he's clearly the best in the world. Other than Seth, he's the best in the company.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, it's just going to be one of those moments, like when AJ Styles debuted, like, I don't believe this is happening.
Absolutely.
So when he wins, if he wins, I hope he wins, we're pulling for him, it'd be incredible.
It would be.
So I already know you guys feel like that would be the right decision, but I have to be the contrarian.
You have
on
to be the
show.
Hill. You have to
I got to be the contrarian on the show, and I got to ask this question. Do you feel like the fan base is mainly using Kofi as a vehicle to accomplish the goal of having the first ever African-American WWE champion, or do you see Kofi as the deserving person to have that honor? Because a lot of people say, like, Big E is more deserving or a better option to be the first ever WWE, first ever African-American WWE champion. There's even some that, you know, NXT lovers who say Velveteen Dream deserves that honor. So what do you guys think? Do you think that it's more of Kofi is an ends to a means, or Kofi is a very deserving party?
Ladies first.
I think kind of both. More so, I feel like it's the, like, story that will lead up to probably them maybe breaking up the New Day and have some type of beef where it will be Big E that's like, it should be me instead of you.
I like that.
I feel I think that might happen. As much as I like the New Day and their gimmick, I think that it's probably going to be something where jealousy will be involved and hate will be involved, and Big E will turn heel. And everyone will boo him. It'd probably be a better pop than what happened to Dean Ambrose. But, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of emotions there.
Right. But I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, he should get it. But it's all storylines and politics. And it'll probably happen where it'll make Big E turn heel and, like, see what happens with that whole story of the New Day. But who knows? He might not do it because they're one of his biggest merchandise that to sell.
Yeah. I mean,
who knows? Like, do by himself.
There's a whole reason why they kind of build that whole segment on SmackDown with, you know, Xavier and Big E talking before even Kofi even said a word to Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. They kind of want to still keep the idea that New Day is a unit. So I get that.
And
so,
having my friends, like, say, having my back as I'm in this gauntlet match, but my friend's going to hold me down while I'm trying to fight, you know what I'm saying? Help me win.
Absolutely. Always got their back, always together. So what about you? Do you think Kofi's more of the ends to the means or a worthy party?
So, I mean, what constitutes deserving something? Hard work, correct?
Yes.
Kofi's been in the WWE 10 years?
11 years.
11 hard years. So now let's go back into history.
Big E keeps selling everybody. It's 11 years. What do you got to do? He deserved this, man. Like,
How long did it take Mark Henry to get his championship?
15 years.
Booker T, at the moment he was wrestling Triple H in WrestleMania, I think was in the business 20 years?
20 years. Yeah.
20 years in the business at that moment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Didn't get that opportunity. How many African Americans have been at that point where they can't be denied? So, could he be an ends to mean? Yes, but is he deserving? Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely deserving. And sometimes you need the fans to be fickle and push whether the person
Love
is deserving
it.
Or not.
Fickle.
Push, but in this case, he is deserving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need the fans to use the vehicle, because who knows? Who knows when the next person will get that opportunity? Now, if it becomes a thing where, like she said, Big E and jealousy, well, then you'll have back-to-back African-American champions.
Mm.
And then let's just say Big E is this dominant force, and who's going to challenge him? Well, now you can look towards Velveteen Dream coming coming up.
It's true.
So now it could not only, you know, everyone says in order to go through, you have to break that door mm-hmm. down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and usually the person that breaks it down isn't really the person that gets the credit deserved,
right.
but they're the pioneer. Like Jackie Robinson is not the greatest baseball player of all time, but he's recognized as the person that broke that door down.
Absolutely.
Can Kofi be the person that breaks the door down so that Velveteen Dream can have a 500-day title reign?
Mm.
Could Kofi be the person that breaks that door down so that you have, instead of this entire linear thing where with three or four different ethnicities were champion, you know, Pedro Morales, Sheamus, you have back-to-back-to-back representation of African-Americans and Africans from all over the world and just people of a minority sect in general being champion.
Yeah.
Like, could Kofi will break that door down? It'll be so fitting. And will he be recognized as the greatest minority champion ever? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But he can be the one to open that door.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, it's the whole, oh, it's so obvious and everyone hates it, but you know what, sometimes you need the obvious thing. Like, we all go watch these slasher films or
these
you know what's gonna happen, but you're gonna spend your money knowing it's gonna happen because you still want to see it.
Yeah,
and that's I mean, you know, if Kofi needs to be the martyr and the New Day needs to be the martyr in that sense where they have to break up for the greater good, then Kofi's perfect.
That's a great analogy. Mm-hmm. Kofi Kingston, we need you to become the Jackie Robinson
of WWE. That's it.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Heels.
Top guy JJ just says, welcome to True Face Heat.
True Face Heat?
Wow. Oh,
you're trying to say it because there's no drinks around? She's got her drink. She's got her drink for you. For you, JJ, you alcoholic. Anyone else? All right. So that was all we got for Kofi Kingston. I want to thank Joakim Morales for joining
us. You guys are awesome. I'm still going to steal her.
I'm going to tell her she needs to come to Woman Crush Wednesday.
She does.
Battle Club Pro is going to be in the Brooklyn area April 3rd. So check them out. Joakim Morales, we want to thank you once again for joining us on True Heel TV. If you are a subscriber to our YouTube channel, we're going to have a special, very special, exclusive interview with Joakim Morales on our YouTube channel coming up. So check out, if you're a subscriber, check us out on our YouTube channel because we're going to have that up while I adjust my microphone.
It's just us.
Yes, it's just us. I have you all to myself. Top guy JJ is getting really jealous right now. It's all right. So we gotta move on to our next top news topic, and we're gonna be talking about the first round of the New Japan Cup. The New Japan Cup kicked off this past week. This is a tournament. 32 men is gonna be in this single elimination tournament with the winner that's gonna get a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Jay White, the champion, at MSG Madison Square Garden on April 6th at the G1 Supercard. So far, we've had Kazuka Okada. He's advanced. We've had Ishii advance. We had Will Ospreay advance. But the main matchup that we're going to focus on is Kota Ibushi versus Tetsuya Naito. And I know that you're not too familiar with New Japan, but I made it my mission to send you the video of this match because not just the match was great, because it was great, but some of these spots is very cringeworthy to watch. And that's like been the main topic of discussion when it comes to this match, is was the match a little bit too dangerous? So what were your thoughts, you know, watching the match? And I don't know if this was like your first, second time watching like Ibushi and Naito. And these guys are very talented. They don't need to do all this stuff.
What were your
thoughts?
It was very cringeworthy. I'm surprised they kept getting up and they just when you think that someone was going to win, they kicked out. It was really, really good. I don't even know how someone didn't get their neck broken. I mean, off of the side of the ring, I don't even know how they stood up. I don't understand it, but it was so good. It was really, really good. I really, really enjoyed it. I actually watched Once you sent me the clip and I watched, I was like, no, I have to watch the actual whole thing.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And so I watched it, and it was really, really good.
To interrupt what you're saying, but like with people that are like casual fans with New Japan, that's when the number one person I always see them single out is Naito. Just that Naito just exudes that charisma, just like you just, for anyone who I just show New Japan to, they always say like, who's the guy in the suit that just acts like he don't give a fuck?
And I love his gimmick. I just like, he just gets up, I'll just roll out of bed, I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna bring this thing with me that's mine, and I'm gonna show you my ass. Like, it was really, really good. That match, I was like, I'm sure they're gonna fight at G1.
You think so?
I think, yeah.
So you
to top that match, come on. And I mean, it's in MSG?
I wasn't gonna bring it up, but did choose Naito to win the whole New Japan Cup.
I know.
And he lost in the first round.
I know.
So you don't see Obushi winning the tournament now?
Probably not.
No?
No.
Okay.
After what I see, I don't think so.
So would you describe the match as, you know, I know you said it's great, but would you describe it as too dangerous? Because our Uncle Dave Meltzer, he said it himself, he felt like, you know, some of the earlier matches were a little bit too dangerous. Mm-hmm. He didn't think this was quite as dangerous, but he just feels that Obushi and Naito are very talented individuals. Mm-hmm. Like I just said, they're two of the best wrestlers in the world, and he feels like they don't need to do all these spots that can potentially end their career.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, you could put a few of them in there, but you don't have to give it all of you, because you want to make sure you're safe. And I do agree with that, yes. But I did love the match.
She's
like, nothing like good blood and a couple of like messed up people to have a great match.
And getting dropped on their head a couple of times for our enjoyment.
Point. Yeah, that's why we love this sport. Yeah.
Anything from the spotlight of the True Heels involving the New Japan Cup on Ishii and Nagata was another great match from the New Japan Cup, the first round, as well as Okada versus Elgin. Anybody, any predictions from the True Heels or the Spotlight Nation?
Not for the New Japan Cup, but going back a bit regarding Kofi, two comments. Jason Campbell says Big E is going to cost Kofi at WrestleMania.
We didn't think about that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, a different top fan, his name is all Japanese characters, so I don't know his name.
Okay.
He says, how about keeping the New Day together with Kofi as champ, yet turn them heel? No one would see it coming.
I feel like sometimes with WWE, it's very hard for them to get the crowd behind somebody. Mm-hmm. 100% mm-hmm. All the fans behind somebody. Like, I heard the whole thing, like a fan suggested, oh, they should have Roman turn on Seth.
That's stupid.
4 years for someone to get cheered, and then something that you can't control happens and he turns
heel. Now you want to turn him heel. That's stupid.
Kofi Kingston for 11 years has been, like, not here, but right here.
He's been mid-card.
He's been right here. Now you have him to the point where everybody's behind him and he has the potential to get up here. I don't think it's the right idea to turn him heel now.
Yeah, no.
I do like the idea from Jason Michael Campbell of turning Big E heel, because I feel like that's the only way you can make two stars out of this. Mm-hmm. Because I would love the New Day to, you know, stick together as a face. It can work with Kofi as champion for a couple of months, but it's not a long-term solution.
No,
you have to have either Xavier or Big E turn heel and transfer that and make another top heel go along with Kofi as a top face. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
What about you yourself?
I think that would be a good idea. You it's your money. You think about money in the long run. What's going to sell me my money? What's gonna make me more money?
Excuse me, that cheddar.
Give me them coins. So I don't think turning them heel all together would be the good thing. Especially like you said, we've worked so hard to get them on the fan side and make them get all the way up here. When you've been just like dangling in the midst of anything, like you've been in main events, but you're still like mid card. You're still like right here.
Exactly.
So for that, like, he's going to run with this and he's going to run fast so he can get more money and more merch and more things. So, yeah, only thing is probably to just turn Big E and have two big stars and, like, have them feud for, like, maybe two pay-per-views, make SmackDown really even more large and bigger. So, and then especially soon they're going to be going on to that Fox Sports.
Yeah.
So Build up, guys. Come on. You know the storyline. The build up. The build up.
Get it. We need it. We need all the build up. All the stories are coming together. I've been digging the build up to WrestleMania so far.
It's been good. It hasn't been bad.
I like what the women are doing. I like what they're doing with Kofi and Vince. I like what they're doing with, what we're going to get into in a little bit with Big Dave and Triple H.
I don't think we need a fast line, but whatever.
Hey, we don't need fast
line. I wish we would have a big run from February to April. We don't need another pay-per-view. It's like, I feel like Fastlane was rushed. I feel like it was so predictable.
Yes.
I don't mean to be going off topic, but it's something that we really don't need. We don't need Fastlane. If you could put Fastlane in replace or put it down further down, I think maybe that would be good. But as far as Fastlane coming in between... what was that? Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania?
It doesn't need it.
It doesn't need it.
It just slows everything down. It's very unnecessary altogether.
Like, the whole build-up until... Like, everything to WrestleMania is so good, we don't need that pay-per-view at all. Like, we can still do... Just make Raw and SmackDown and NXT all much better.
Yeah.
We don't need this pay-per-view at all.
Absolutely right. Touching back on with the New Japan Cup, this Saturday and Sunday, they're finishing up the second round. We got Obushi, who's in the second round, who's going to be versus Zack Sabre Jr. You got Minoru Suzuki versus Sonata. They just finished up a couple of the second round matchups, and two of the quarterfinal matchups has been decided. It's going to be all chaos in the quarterfinals so far. You got Ishii versus Yoshihashi, and a big one that I'm looking forward to, Okada versus Osprey in the quarterfinals. That one, guys, go out your way to check that out. It's going to be fantastic. Will Ospreay, one of the best high flyers in the world. We're going to talk about, he actually won the award for best high flyer in 2018 in the Wrestling Observer Awards.
You'll let me know when I need to watch it.
Yes, of course. I'm letting you know. I am imparting my wisdom and my knowledge of the outside the WWE world. We already have one WWE mark on our show.
I would say he don't want to be like JJ. So
exactly.
He really wants me to be all in the indies and everything. So.
Shout outs to Top Guy JJ, our WWE mark. He's not here, but
I'm gonna
you know.
Get me some sound effect on this place.
Exactly.
Yes!
There we go. So the New Japan Cup is heating up, so we're going to be talking about it some more on future True Hill Heats until we get to the finals and we find out who's versing Jay White for the IWGP title at Madison Square Garden. So Wrestling Observer Newsletter came out this week with their awards, and oh my God, AEW The Elite went on a spree of taking everything between All Elite Wrestling and the people that have bring it together, as well as New Japan won Promotion of the Year. Kenny Omega won the Wrestler of the Year. And I mean, we voted on that for the True Hills page. We had the same outcome. He won best most outstanding wrestler, which is for the person who had the most great matches. And if you look at the match of the year candidate portion, the top 10 matches, Kenny Omega had 4 of them. That says everything you need to know.
That's why he won. I mean,
obviously
his receipts speak for themselves.
Obviously. I mean, you had that. WWE did not come out, empty-handed. WWE did get a couple of the positive awards. Daniel Bryan, the WWE champion, the Planet champion, won best on the mic. And I tell everybody.
Him turning heel made him win it.
And as a Daniel Bryan fan for 15 years, my God, if you told me 15 years ago that Daniel Bryan would win best on the mic, I wouldn't have believed you. But
the word fickle made him win.
The word fickle, the Planet's champion, Captain Planet, he's our hero, he's our champion, and
he should come out with a cape that with trees and stuff all over it, or a recycle sign on it.
Or at least at WrestleMania, like his entrance, he should come out with like Captain Planet attire, like a Captain Planet type of entrance, and like a whole bunch of Planeteers come out with the rings. And they all combine the rings, and he comes down. We just booked it for you,
book
WWE.
Book it, please.
Book that entry.
I know y'all be watching. Book it.
Take our money. We know you're watching WWE, so take our money. We booked that entrance for you.
We don't ask for much. Yeah, I mean, we really don't.
The Captain Planet entrance. Most charismatic was the person we just talked about a moment ago, Tetsuya Naito. Mm-hmm. He actually beat out Becky Lynch as well as Hiroshi Tanahashi for that one. Best gimmick, Becky Lynch, the man, was up there in the top three, but the winner was your boy, the Velveteen Dream, was best gimmick right there.
He uses everyone else's gimmicks, but it's all right.
Yeah, you know.
It's okay. I still love him.
You know. Worst promotion was WWE, unfortunately. And I want to.
That's a sad award to win.
I want to talk to the WWE marks out there. The WWE marks out there are very mad about the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Award because a lot of the negative awards did go to WWE. But I have to say, you guys, most of all, even you WWE marks, complain about WWE as much as the people that don't like WWE. So I don't know how you're so shocked and dismayed by them being the worst. And the worst promotion award went to WWE because, honestly, there are no, bad promotions anywhere. Like, Impact's better. Like, even, guys like Triple H.
I mean, they're not wrong. SmackDown is way better.
Yeah. SmackDown was in the top five for best TV show. Best weekly TV show was actually NXT. NXT won that one. Shouts out to Being the Elite was number two.
Ooh.
Number two for best weekly show. Best major show was Dominion. Dominion 2018, which I said to you guys was the best major show. Our True Heels, they voted for TakeOver New Orleans, which was in the top three, right behind Wrestle Kingdom 12.
Okay.
But the main one that was very competitive was Match of the Year. And Uncle Dave said it himself, and I agree with him. 2018 was probably the best in-ring year in wrestling history. We had 6-star matches, we had 5.5-star matches, and we had one of the greatest matches of all time. Number three for Match of the Year was Almas versus Gargano from TakeOver Philadelphia. That was the highest ranked WWE match. Right behind it was actually Ciampa versus Gargano from TakeOver New Orleans. Number two was Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Kota Ibushi from the finals of the G1 Climax. And number one was the 69-minute classic between Kazuchika Okada and Kenny Omega.
I don't even know how they wrestle that long. I can't even watch that. That's too long.
Honestly, I will say, I've seen 60-minute matches that are long. Me, myself, I was a big fan of Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart as a kid.
Yes, but if
I try to watch it now, I can't do it because it's so slow
It's so slow.
Totally different with this.
Okay.
This is 69 minutes of all action.
Okay.
It's nonstop. It's that pace. When a guy is doing a drop kick.
The same pace as what? Okay.
If a guy's doing a drop. Exactly. It's over.
Just give it up.
So that was all for the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. Let's hear from the True Heels in the Spotlight Nation before we move on to our last topic.
Top guy JJ says, rightfully so. Bitch about WWE all year and then get mad when they get the shitty awards. Keep the same energy.
He would have been yelling.
Yes,
at too many octaves high. But yes, absolutely. The WWE marks need to calm down. It's relaxed. It's all right. People are like, oh, New Japan's boring. I don't even like New Japan. But the majority, and it's not Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave didn't choose these awards. These are awards made
people
by the fans.
They voted on.
They voted for this. This is what the fans, if you don't
so
like
you can't
it.
Get mad at it.
If you don't like it, vote. That's all. That's what it comes down to. Anything else before we move on to our last topic?
Jason Michael Campbell just says the only thing now worth watching in WWE is women.
Whoa.
The women are the best part of WWE, plain and simple.
It's facts.
Women are taking over. So our final news topic has to do with probably the funniest video and the funniest gif out there from the WWE this past week. Dave Bautista and Triple H make their WrestleMania 35 matchup official in one of the most hilarious promo exchanges you have ever seen. Big Dave, of course, we talked about it last time on True Hill Heat 27. He came back during Ric Flair's 70th birthday celebration and attacked Ric Flair to get the attention of Triple H. Triple H responded with a promo last week on Raw where he challenged him to come face him face to face. And Dave Bautista.
This is when overselling goes bad.
That's not what I want! Give me what I want! Oh my god. It go with Triple H and Undertaker, and you don't want it to be compared to that match because it's probably not going to be that good, so.
Very true. But I was like, I'll give you what you want, okay, but it'll be on my terms. I was like, really, guys? Is this supposed to move me? Is this. Because I'm not moved. I'm excited to see you guys, but
you
I'm not really.
Moved by that?
I laughed the whole time.
I think that was the point.
Okay, well, I laughed at it. I was like, first of all, where did he get the stage handlers that's supposed to be on stage 5 in the back, just the bodyguards that's just walked down to when go he, with you? Like, what are they? What was they supposed to do for you? What
when,
I don't understand.
When Triple H hit him with the Guardians of the Independence line, that was my favorite part. That was
my now my whole thing part. Is he gonna come out dressed as one of the Guardians of the Galaxy when it's WrestleMania? I'm here for it. I'm loving it. Like, he gonna put all that paint on him and just gonna, like, you know, fight and it's gonna come off. I don't know, cause you know they gonna have like some type of entrance. Like, the entrance gonna be like 5 blocks long.
So we gotta work on Batista's entrance. So yeah. what he can like stand still and he can be invisible like Drax, like Drax, and he can come out and we and he's like, just appear in the ring and he's just there. He can come out with like Mantis and Star-Lord and the rest of the Guardians of the
Galaxy.
What
if they come? That'd be so freaking hot.
You never know. Or he could come out with a whole bunch of like nose rings, since everybody's like pointing out his nose ring.
That he got a blue one.
Yeah, the blue one. He can have a whole bunch
he's
of nose
gonna have
rings
something blue.
Leading him to the ring.
Blue and black.
Or he can have like a whole bunch of spit coming at like that. Oh
the
my
poor, God. The poor mic.
That poor mic.
I hope
assaulting.
No one had that. I hope no one else had that mic for the rest of the night.
Spit. Batista is what they're calling him online. Spit-tista. But I honestly, for, you know, all that we can laugh at it and everything, I enjoyed the intensity of it. I enjoyed the passion in that
I'm
promo.
I'm excited to see these two guys, and, you know, they're a guy of a certain age. They are. I hope I don't see the same Triple H that we've seen at, what was that? Greatest, was no, not Greatest Royal. What was
Crown Jewel.
That one.
Which was voted the worst major show.
It
by,
was
by
that shit. That was a shit show.
Oh, as I like as we call it here, Chrissy Love, Sweet Saudi Money 2. That's what we call it. Sweet Saudi Money.
They
2.
They know they asked shouldn't have been the damn first.
Because it was all about the money. That's all it was about.
And them coins. That's what. See what I'm saying? We said the coins talk. Coins. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Biddy Mac. It's all about the money.
But yeah, no. I hope I don't see that. I hope I see. He's probably You know, he'd be in the gym like at 2 a.m. Him and Steffi like working out. Anywho, I hope we get like a great match. We haven't seen Batista fight in like.
It's been about 5 years since Evolution versus Shield matchups since we've seen Batista. Do you think it's gonna live up to the expectations?
I
don't have that high of expectations for them.
Really?
I don't. I really feel like the reason they made it in No Holds Barred is because it's going to be a brawl. And what else do you expect from these two guys but a brawl? And their best match I've ever seen was a brawl. It was their Hell in a Cell match back in 2005.
See, that's why I said Hell in a Cell. Come on.
Hey, you don't want them to have to live up to that match, though.
You need a few good spots and that's it in that thing. That's it. One person maybe on top of this cage, and someone might fall through it or over. Well, we have a bunch of people to fall over it. But it's good, though. It's great.
I don't think you want a 50-year-old man falling all over it. That's like
death. Shane does it all the time.
That's Shane McMahon. He's a totally different breed there.
Fine.
And speaking, you know,
speaking of Shane,
McMahon. He turned heel at Fastlane.
Are you happy about that?
We're going to get into that shortly. Let's hear from the Spotlight and the True Heels before we get into that.
Top Guy JJ, that promo in contention with Alexa's This Is Your Life as worst promo of the
Oh my God,
era.
What?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Alexa Bliss?
No, I'm talking about Batista. Batista and Triple H, that was awesome.
No, I'm talking about Alexa Bliss.
That was awesome. Like, Alexa was, no, that was awful. That was just awful turn the channel. Batista and Triple H was so hilariously bad, it was awesome. It was so bad.
I've never been so mad in my damn life. No, sorry, wrong. I've been mad because, you know, the whole Becky and Ronnie shit. Rhonda, excuse me. But that Alexa Bliss foolishness, I would have rather them. First of all, you wasted like what damn near 10 minutes of time. They must have said, you know, just go out there and talk. Because we need to fill them. Everyone can either go to concession stand, get you something to drink, go to the bathroom.
And be bored.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this whole, and then, like, I love Alexa Bliss, but the way, I cannot hear her talk no more. Like, that whole moment of Bliss, like, come on, guys.
Horrible. It's horrible.
They are making her gimmick trash.
But horrible comparison by Top Guy JJ. Horrible comparison.
Yes.
Well, Japanese character dude says Triple H and Batista was horrid.
Yes, cool. Thank you. I agree. The one at Super Showdown was horrible. I like their Hell in a Cell match from 2012. I like that a lot better than their work at Super Showdown.
I think he means the promo.
Oh, the promo?
Yeah.
I mean, it was hilariously bad. It was just wait, awesome.
Who does Triple H think he is? Now this week you want to come out in a t-shirt and a leather jacket. Really?
The game now.
Now he want to be the damn... You wasn't that at Ric Flair birthday party. You had on a suit. You was ready.
You was ready. You put on your finest.
You was using your boss man stuff. Now you came outside. You was ready. You came to the ring and ready to fight.
He was ready to party.
Come on, really, friend? Really?
One more comment about that from Japanese character guy. Triple H versus Batista will be the most boring match at WrestleMania.
Oh.
They actually had to tease a Ric Flair appearance to get it over.
Oh.
I'm sure Ric Flair is going to be there.
Shots fired. I like this guy. I like him. Shots fired right there. I like it. So let's get into the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania. WWE Fastlane. We're gonna run through what happened at Fastlane.
Yeah, let's run fast because that's exactly what the show was.
Well, yeah, it was. It was a fast show to get through. The highlights were, of course, Shane McMahon turning heel on Miz after they lost to the Usos.
That was so predictable.
In Cleveland, in the Miz's hometown. So I will give
it up. Dad there. Dad.
I will give it up because I was right all along. Shane McMahon is a piece of garbage. I told you guys. I told you guys for like 2 years. Same guy alive. I told you guys Shane McMahon was awful. I tried to tell you guys Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens were the real good guys.
Yeah.
They were right about Daniel Bryan. They're right about Shane McMahon. Like, come on.
He's the only McMahon I will allow to be heel.
Yeah, he's. I don't like Shane. I mean, I don't like Shane. I don't like Stephanie, but.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Stephanie talk, but, you know.
I like Vince.
Do you?
Yeah, even though he makes bad decisions, I like Vince because at least now, especially right now, he is playing himself on television. He's making
quick
decisions.
Quick decisions that are wrong
decisions left and right. He's discriminating against black men. He's discriminating against a European woman.
He's showing that he's a true Trump supporter.
Yes. There you go. He's making the WWE great again.
No.
So at Fastlane as well, our Lord and Savior, Ronda Rousey, made it possible for Becky Lynch, the man, to be in the main event of WrestleMania by getting Charlotte Flair disqualified in her match against Becky. Becky, that match was really bad. I did not.
Oh my
that.
God!
I did not enjoy it. Come on.
It made Becky and Charlotte look so bad, though.
It made Becky look really bad. Like she did nothing in the whole match except for sell her knee, and I was just like, done with the crush.
As much as I love my girl, as you see, I will rep her all the time. I'm so over the fucking knee, yo. I read somewhere that at a live show she ditched the crutches. Thank God.
She did it on SmackDown
Please, I'm over, like, come on. Like, even Lana got a freaking boot on. Come on, people. Vince, please stop. Please, I beg you from everything. Please stop this foolishness. We do not need it no more. We already have it. It's already sold. Please, done.
She wants it to be done. She wants you to stop making Becky look this way.
Yes, that match, I was like, come. And I love Ron, God.
Yeah, you love Ronda, yeah! Let it out, girl! You love our Lord and Savior.
No. You love
You love our Lord and Savior, Ronda Rousey.
I love
Charlotte
and I love Becky, and for them to have that match, and it was just trash, dude. Trash.
It wasn't good at all. Samoa Joe got the victory in a fatal four-way for the U.S. Championship.
Predictable.
Very good matchup, though.
That was a great match, yes.
The Revival won the three-way against Rico Black and Rubel. yes. I'm the creator of tag team names, WWE. Call me. Ricochet and Aleister Black is Rico Black, and Bobby Roode and Chad Gable is Rubel. Remember
I'm
that.
I'm mad
people.
That they made Chad Gable get a Rube. It makes the whole gimmick of Bobby Roode just trash.
Chad Gable coming out with the role with Bobby Roode makes it look like a WWE. Take your kid to WWE workday. Every time I see them both with the robe, I'm just like, Chad Gable looks like his kid.
I want him to get a haircut, stop wearing a fucking headband.
Yeah, the headband needs to go.
It needs to, like, headband. You need a whole revamp.
Headband,
you need
really
to do
needs to
take a book out of Baron Corbin's book and just do it. Just take, just do it. Just get, let it go. Let it go.
Should you take anything out of Baron Corbin?
No.
Shouts out to Baron Corbin. He did win most overrated for 2018, as well as the worst gimmick of 2018.
Yes.
Constable Corbin.
He's the BBQ's at Applebee's manager.
BBQ's and Applebee's. There we go.
And you know BBQ's is worse than Applebee's.
This is true. This is true.
That's the hood. That's the hood spot.
I don't know. I don't know, man. We put that in the comment section on the YouTube channel. What do you prefer, BBQs or Applebee's? We're asking the hard-hitting questions to our viewers.
I'm more of a Fridays kind
of
girl.
You're more of a Fridays kind of girl. Okay. There you go.
They have better happy hour.
There you go. But the match of the night for me was the triple threat match for the WWE Championship at Fastlane between Kevin Owens, Mustafa Ali, and the Planet's champion, Daniel Bryan. To me, the MVP of the whole show was Mustafa Ali, because Mustafa Ali came out getting booed because the fans wanted Kofi Kingston. And he went out and he showed out.
And they cheered him at the end, though. They was cheering him because it was his spots that he was given. So, you know, you let the crowd be on your side. Cleveland was with you, but they wasn't with you. But then they got back with you.
Absolutely. And this is the spot and the opportunity he deserved.
Yeah,
because he lost out on the opportunity in the Elimination Chamber.
He was the original. He's the original one that was supposed to be in the match. And then Kofi Kingston, the glory boy that he is. He's the glory boy now.
The glory boy.
He's the glory boy now. He came out and he took over. And they was like, Mustafa Ali, who? What? Where you at? And he had to show y'all who he really is yet again.
He showed out. And he
was, he lost.
He was definitely the MVP for Fastlane. And what a finish to that match.
Yeah.
That running knee as Mustafa Ali went for the springboard tornado DDT was amazing. One of the best finishes I've seen on a WWE pay-per-view in quite some time. So let's hear from the Spotlight and the True Heels before we get into what's happening next.
All right, top guy JJ, he was perfect at Fastlane. Perfect. He felt like a psychic.
Why? Because he got all those points, son?
This guy, like, he's not here. I would think that, like, you're like, what? He's all in the comments. Like, god damn it. I wouldn't have to deal with him this time.
No, you know, you always got to deal with him. Some kind of way. He's that true.
Even in the comments section, it seems. Anybody else?
Japanese guy, he agrees with about Becky and Charlotte. Greenhorn rodent comments.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Nice to meet you, probably.
But yeah, probably.
Jason Campbell says, agree with you there because she doesn't sell her knee when she's putting on the disarmor.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Like, I'm up in.
Like, you're supposed to be like, have your leg, like, kind of like this, and then, like, lift it up. Like, you gotta, like. Come on, like.
I'm up in Legends and I'm like, am I the only one that's like annoyed by her not selling her knee while she's on her knee, bending her knee to do the disarmor?
Meanwhile, we got Lana walking
Lana's still selling that leg from the War Rumble.
And she got a heel on and a boot. I need you to choose one. I need you, like, we're going to either wear sneakers, flats, something. Like, you can't have both.
Lana, we're gonna have to have a conversation at Wale Mania.
Don't you know Lana? Anyway?
Yeah, we're gonna have a conversation at Wale Mania like we did last year. We're gonna have another conversation because you need to get it together, and I need you to get Becky together as well, because it's too much. It's too much.
You're doing too much.
Yes. So what is happening next? We are making this a shorter version of True Heel Heat. Because tonight is ROH 17th anniversary show. So we're going to talk about...
It comes
on like 2 a.m.? No. It actually starts at 9 p.m. So that's why we're trying to finish up a little bit early so people can get right in from True Heel Heat into ROH Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. 17 years of Ring of Honor. It's quite the promotion. Honestly, to me, it is one of my favorite promotions of all time. Like... WWE, of course, has a strong connection because of, you know, growing up as a kid watching WWE. But Ring of Honor kind of bring my love back to wrestling at a very young age. 2003, 2004, right? When WWE kind of was pushing a lot of their crowd away, I kind of was embraced back into the wrestling world through Ring of Honor. So I'm glad that we're able to talk about the 17th anniversary. I see our producer in the background. He's actually setting up his honor club to start watching the show. So let's get into it. Let's start from the bottom to the top. We got tag team action as it's going to be the Kingdoms, TK O'Reilly CK Orion and Vinny Marcarella versus the new faction in Ring of Honor, Lifeblood, of Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams. Lifeblood was the creation of the IWGP US champion, Juice Robinson, who just came into like doing more dates with Ring of Honor. And he wanted to make a group to restore the honor in Ring of Honor because he felt like there was too much cheating going on, too many sneak attacks. So he bring in five other individuals that were like-minded like himself. Tennille Dashwood, Bandito, David Finley, and these two gentlemen, Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams. Who you got in this one, Lifeblood versus Kingdom?
I'll guess.
Make a guesstimation of who you think is going to win this one. Because the Kingdom, you got the Kingdom, they're the six-man ROH Tag Team Champions. Their leader, Matt Taven, is going to be in the main event for the ROH World title. So you got these two factions here who are battling out, and the Kingdom is always against Honor. So you got Lifeblood that's with the Honor.
Who's
you
the
got?
Bad guy?
The bad guys, it's the Kingdom.
Give them the Kingdom then.
She's going with the Kingdom. I'm going to go with Lifeblood. I feel like Lifeblood's got to get that momentum going as they're the new faction in ROH. We got Kenny King going one-on-one with the villain, Marty Scurll. Kenny King is, of course, a former ROH TV champion. It's in his hometown of Las Vegas, this event. But he's going to be versing the villain, Marty Scurll, who was the winner of the 2018 Survival of the Fittest tournament. So he will be getting the shot at the ROH World Championship in Madison Square Garden at the G1 Supercard. So who you got in this one?
Give it to the hometown. No, they probably make the hometown hero lose. So
gonna go with Scurll.
Scurll.
All right, we're gonna agree there. I'm gonna go with Marty Scurll for this one. Marty needs to pick up momentum as he gets his shot at Madison Square Garden.
And they want you to lose at home, so they want everyone to boo and be upset. So we have another match.
Exactly. Kenny King, you'll get something soon when we come back to Las Vegas. next up is for the Woman of Honor Championship. It's going to be the new champion, Mayu Atawana, versus Kelly Klein. Now, Kelly Klein lost the Ring of Honor Woman of Honor Championship a number of weeks ago to Mayu. So who you got in this one? As she takes a sip, a very deep sip, as you saw there. She needs her alcoholic refreshment.
It's water. What are you talking about?
No, we know water. You're representing Top Guy JJ with that. Don't worry. Don't lie to the folks at home.
give me Kelly.
She's gonna go with Kelly Khan. I'm gonna go with the champion, Mayu. I think she needs to hold on to
MSG. Okay.
Yeah, go hold on to the title for a little bit more. She just won it. She's the young rising ace of stardom, but she's here at Ring of Honor. They need to capitalize on that.
Okay, so she needs that her little run, basically.
Exactly.
Sure.
This one right here, we got Jonathan Gresham versus Silas Young. Jonathan Gresham is the protege of the ROH World Champion, Jay Lethal. Silas Young is the last real man. Who you got in this one?
I'm going to go with the protege of Jay Lethal.
Jonathan Gresham has been picking up some momentum. I'm going to agree with you there, and I think Jonathan Gresham gets the victory. This one is a dream match, and the match I'm most looking forward to on the show. See, yeah, we're getting the show ready. We're going to have a True Hill Heat. We're having the True Hill Heat viewing party for the 17th anniversary. This one is the dream match I'm most looking forward to for tonight. It's going to be two of Mexico's own. It's going to be Rush versus Bandito, two of Mexico's biggest stars, one-on-one. Bandito made the challenge to Rush, basically saying they both came from...
Oh, he's calling people out?
Yes, he said, we both came from Mexico. Who is the top star from Mexico in Ring of Honor?
I'm going to pick him. You talk that talk, bro. You calling people out? Let's do this.
He's like, Bandito, you gonna talk the talk. You better walk the walk.
You better win.
I'm going to go with Rush. I feel like Rush has the potential to be like a top heel in Ring of Honor. Okay. So I feel like he needs the victory here just a little bit more than Bandito.
Okay.
Bandito is involved in Lifeblood, like I said before. So he has that establishment while Rush needs to be established.
Okay.
So this one, it's for the Ring of Honor Television Championship. It's going to be the undefeated in one-on-one action, Jeff Cobb, the champion, going one-on-one with Shane Taylor. Shane Taylor just recently re-signed with Ring of Honor. He's got a brand new 3-year contract. He's been building up momentum, been getting a lot of string of victories. He's earned this shot at the TV championship. Mm-hmm. He's actually on your fantasy team, if I remember correctly. But Jeff Cobb is like the big guy, the big signee for Ring of Honor. Who you got in this
one? You know I'm going with my guy.
She wants the points. She wants the points. That's all she wants. She don't really care for him. She don't really care for him. She just wants the points.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Jeff Cobb here. I feel like Jeff Cobb needs to win here, go to Madison Square Garden. On the recent Honor Rising shows in Japan, Jeff Cobb lost in a tag team match to Will Ospreay, the never openweight champion. And I want to see Cobb versus Ospreay in at Madison Square Garden. So I need them both to be champion going into that.
So champion versus champion.
Exactly. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. Make it better for the fans
make
at home.
Make the card better. Okay.
Exactly.
Maybe. Only because you said that. But I still want my points. But, you know, whatever.
She's just greedy. Just greedy.
Hey, let it be greedy.
I swear to you. Next up, this one just got made to a Las Vegas street fight. It's going to be for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. The 10-time champions, the Briscoes, will versus the winner of the Tag Wars Tournament, PCO and Brody King of the Villain Enterprises. So the Briscoes already are lined up to versus the GOD, the Guerrillas of Destiny, at Madison Square Garden. Okay. Champion versus champion because they're the IWGP Tag Team Champions. But the winner of this match, they already announced, will be the team that versus GOD at Madison Square Garden. So who you got?
GOD.
Well, GOD is going to verse the winner of this. So you got is Villain Enterprises or the Briscoes?
I'll say Briscoes.
You're going to go with the Briscoes, I'll the 10-time Briscoes. Champions?
Yes.
I really want to be a contrarian and go with PCO and Brody King, especially because they're on my fantasy team as well. But I'm going to go with the smart money, and I say the Briscoes win. The 10-time champions are going to retain. But this match, I feel, is going to be the match of the night. Either this or the Russian Banditos dream match. Those two matches are going to be fantastic here tonight. And then, finally, the main event of the evening is going to be the World Heavyweight Champion, the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, our boy, Jay Lethal, my boy, Jay Lethal,
He's not losing.
She don't even want to know who he's versus.
He's not losing.
But he's going to be versing the Real's World Champion, Matt Taven, the leader of the kingdom. So you got Jay Lethal.
I got Jay Lethal. Now, if he wins, he get the other guy's belt?
No. They already destroyed Matt Taven's real Ring of Honor World Championship. Jay Lethal destroyed it with a bat and an axe recently on Ring of Honor television. Matt Taven got his revenge by putting him through a table. So there's a lot of animosity. This has been building for 9 months now.
What?
So this has been Matt Taven claiming he's the real world champion. Jay Lethal basically being the strong champion for Ring of Honor. So this one has been building for a number of months, but I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, Jay Lethal.
I'm going to go with Jay Lethal because, number one, I want to see Jay Lethal walk into Madison Square Garden with that Ring of Honor championship. And number two, Lethal versus Skrull is the biggest match you can have for the Ring of Honor World Championship at Madison Square Garden. So that is all for Ring of Honor 17th Anniversary Show. That is all for True Hill Heat 28. Chrissy Love, tell these folks at home where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram as the Sensational Miss Chrissy Love or as Chrissy Love _ or on Facebook as Chrissy Love and or Miss Chrissy Love on Facebook and Twitter.
One final word from the spotlight in the True Heels before I wrap this one up. Nothing? Spotlight drills?
No.
Okay. So guys, thank you for watching True Heel Heat 28. If you are not already a member of the True Heels group page, you can join that. That's TRU HEELS. If you are not already liked and followed the Pro Wrestling Spotlight page, you can follow the Pro Wrestling Spotlight as well as the Spotlight page by liking those on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, on the Twitter machine at True Heel Heat. Follow me on IG at True Heel _FSP3. Glenn Ford and Brooklyn's finest, JTG and Chad, remember my challenge. Brooklyn, we are going to be in Brooklyn April 3rd for Battle Club Pro Woman Crush Wednesday, and the invite has been thrown down. The Jobber Tears podcast will be there. The True Hills and the Heat Seekers will be there. True Hill Heat will be there in full effect. So Brooklyn Finest, come out and join us in Brooklyn if you could still represent that place.
I mean,
I'm just saying, it's in your name.
On for True Hill Heat 28, like, share, and subscribe our True Hill Heat page on YouTube. And for True Hill Heat 28, signing off until True Hill Heat 29, Chrissy Love, SP3, we are out.